every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Unlike Congress, we're on all the time. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps. I love TuneIn, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Guys and gals, you stay healthy. Of course, a radio station, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Art Source with us. Laura Snoke will join us in progress. Mark Mancini might join us in progress. Matthew Diabas, sports historian, will be with us. And, of course, we've had Dan Schlossberg on many, many times. Baseball, 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 the new baseball Bible. He'll be with us in a few minutes on Sports Overnight America. We'll try some barren sports trivia and see what 128-year-old Art Source can answer and can't answer as far as that is concerned. Lots happening, as usual, in the wonderful and wacky world of sports. But let's start with load management. Now, what that means basically in the NBA is I'm not going to play all my guys because I don't feel like playing all my guys. We're not more than 10 days into the 10, 11 days into the basketball season, NBA season. And already teams are trying load management. Now, Greg Popovich, a former San Antonio coach, of course, started it years ago. And he's one of the best coaches in recent memory, one of the best coaches in history of the NBA, but must disagree. Family of four, maybe pay $100 a person, $200 a person to go to a game. And let's just say one of the people in the family really like Steph Curry. Well, he's not going to play because of load management. No, if you're hurt, you don't play. If you're not hurt, you got to play. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what commissioner can do about it, but something has to be done. Agree, disagree, email us, sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. One thing for certain, too many three-pointers. Teams are, again, scoring 136 points and upward so far in the NBA season. Elsewhere, let's talk about the state of Louisiana, Louisiana State University. They fired Brian Kelly, which is good news for me, and I'll tell you why in a few minutes on Sports Overnight America. But now the athletic director has been canned basically by the governor. What else is happening in the wonderful and wacky world
Trump's
of sports?
Going to fire
Back
the
with
governor.
More right after this.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
There's nothing worse than losing cell service while exploring the great outdoors, but that's changing fast. T-Mobile is bringing coverage to the most remote parts of the country with T-Satellite with Starlink, reaching over 500,000 square miles where towers can't, thanks to over 650 satellites already in orbit. Over 1 million messages have already been sent in hard-to-reach areas from national parks to remote trails. King of Phillips, travel expert.
As someone who's constantly off the beaten path, this changes everything. Now I can stay connected, even deep in the mountains or deserts.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. And as I indicated at the beginning, so much to talk about. I want to start, though, with the state of Louisiana. I'll tell you why. Brian Kelly, of course, was fired last week as football coach at Louisiana State after going 34-14 in 3.5 years. I want to tell you about the history of Brian Kelly, in case you don't know it. He was coaching at Cincinnati, where Cincinnati was basically still a basketball school. Finally, they get the Orange Bowl, but he can't hang on. He's got to jump to Notre Dame before they go to the Orange Bowl. They ended up winning the Orange Bowl even without him, but the point is he ran out on them, and I'm never happy with that as far as Brian Kelly is concerned. And then, of course, he goes to Notre Dame, and it's a very windy, cold, blustery day, snow, rain, whatever it is. But he will not practice indoors for Notre Dame. He doesn't want them practicing indoors. They practice outdoors. And, of course, the school photographer at Notre Dame got on the roof, fell off the roof, and died. He didn't take the blame. He didn't take the responsibility. And then, of course, he left Notre Dame without giving them even a second look at the big money at Louisiana State. He'll survive on $54 million buyout. But, Art, any comments about the one, the only Brian Kelly?
Sounds like a college football coach to me, Fred. No, I agree with you 100%. And I mean, you know, the family of that poor photographer, what they went through with the entire thing. Finally, you know, they did settle. But, you know, this whole quandary with the governor firing the athletic director, the last three coaches prior to Kelly winning national championships, and, you know, LSU having, quote unquote, this great talent level. Well, let's be honest. Brian Kelly is a good football coach. He's not a great elite football coach. And that's the reality of it all. And, you know, it's the same. I'd have to put Coach Franklin from Penn State, who also got fired, in the same category. There's lots of guys that put a good program together, win you 9-10 games a year. Lincoln Riley, if you want to know the truth, Fred, he's never done anything special. He's a 10-2 football coach. Yeah. And he parlayed that into millions. So, I mean, the reality of it is there's a handful of about 7 or 8 guys. I think Kiffin's in that group. I look at Matt Campbell from Iowa State. He needs to get a crack at that level. There's a bunch of those kind of guys that I look at. Even John Summerall from Tulane, who UCLA is looking at. Jed Fish from Washington. Guys who who seem to have a way with the kids, it's going to be fantastic because professional college football is completely different now. It's a new kettle of fish.
Yeah.
Well, the bottom line is you have to recruit day and night, 12 months a year. I mean, it's different, as you indicated, than it was before. Laura, I mentioned Brian Kelly, and you're an attorney. Would you like to take that case? The kid jumps, falls off the roof because Kelly won't practice outdoors and will only practice outdoors and should have practiced just indoors. The kid dies. And again, as Art said, it was finally paid off, but you can't bring back a 20-year-old Notre Dame kid. Laura, any comments?
Yeah, I think it's actually, I'm not a personal injury attorney, but I think it's a pretty good case, actually. You would have to show that he had reason to know that practicing outdoors was constituted a hazard, which I don't think would be too hard to prove. You know, he would have to...
50-plus-mile-an-hour winds, 50-plus.
I mean, it just seems like a ridiculous decision. And I know you said they settled the case, but I don't see a jury not coming down on liability on that case.
Well, Notre Dame finally took the blame. And what they did is when Kelly left, they just took some of the money that they presumably owed him and said that the case said this was going to happen, and it went to the family. But like Fred said, that doesn't make it any better for the family. When, you know, the kid had a great future.
Matthew DeBos, sports historian, your comments about the one, the only Brian Kelly.
He failed that BCS national championship game. I think was it in the early 2010s and all that. Then he had one CFP appearance, got totally blown out by Clemson. The thing is, Kelly, in a sense, he made a mistake going to LSU. Yeah, he got more money. But the thing is, you're in the SEC. The expectations are so enormous. I mean, you're going up against Alabama. You're going up against Georgia. I mean, it is so filled with, you know, he's a sapling amongst redwoods there. And if you don't have the horses and you can't produce an LSU, I mean, it's ruthless. You got to come up with a championship, and he's not doing it. And I'm not surprised that they pulled the trigger on him and all that. I mean, you know, in the SEC, the expectations are you've got to produce that championship, and he's not coming through. And already, I don't know if you heard this, but LSU tried to seduce Freeman, the head coach of Notre Dame, to come down to Baton Rouge and all that. So he too, I don't know.
Why would you ever leave Notre Dame if you got the job at Notre Dame? And you've got a network contract on NBC. They're going to play 8 games a year. And if you're not on NBC, you're on ABC or ESPN. Yeah. I mean, come on. And now that they have their schedule finally to the point where they're not playing 8 great teams every year, they have a legitimate chance to go to the playoffs. Now, my question to you guys is it going to be a 12-team playoff or a 16-team playoff?
Oh, you know they're going to expand it, which makes it even worse in a way. Actually, I think it should. I know, money. It should be capped at 8. That's always been my belief. You could get away with 8. But beyond 8, you're diluting it, my friend.
Well, we'll see over the years if the 9 through 16 seeds ever wins the national title. I say
so. You think number 5 seeded UCLA should get in? Mark Mancini, you're a religious guy. You think Brian Kelly can live on $54 million?
Well, first of all, George Springer's
what
does
that have to do with religion?
He's saying, and you know, when I look at these guys,
there's a lot of absolution.
There's a big difference between self-confident and arrogant. And it kind of reminds me of when he came into the LSU, he was going to tear the whole SEC apart. You know, he was the new sheriff in town, kind of like Paul DePotesta when he came in as a general manager of the Dodgers.
How about when he was talking to the basketball crowd and using his southern accent?
Right. And then Ozzie Guillen coming down to Miami after the White Sox thing. So I think arrogance plays a big part in these guys, and, you know, that's why they fall off a cliff.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the National Basketball Association, team scoring 130, 140 points. Sports historian Matthew DeBos, any comments about that and load management, where fans may come to see their favorite player, but their favorite player not injured will not be playing? Any thoughts?
The thing is, talk about the three-pointer bait. You can thank Steve Kerr for it, the proliferation of three-point shooting. I mean, he revolutionized it. I mean, back then in the old days, three-pointers was the shot of last resort. He made it the shot of first resort. So the proliferation of three-point shooting, you can lay at Steve Kerr's thing, but that's the reason why he won all those championships at Golden State and all that. Now, in terms of load management, I can speak for the Sixers. I mean, look at Joel Embiid. Before, he was the big gun, but now he's basically a sixth man. Just coming off the bench. Now, in the prior game, he was doing good, like 20-some minutes. He was able to score 25 points and all that. But basically, the fact that he's so brittle, you have to conserve him, hence the load management thing. But in the old days, you know, Great you golden. Put your big gun out there, and you're supposed to play out there, you know, 40-some minutes and all that. But now
– what about the heart, the little kid that saves up his money, right? And he, you know, maybe he lives in Scranton, and they go into Philly, and they want to watch Joel Embiid. And he says, you know, my calf's a little tight tonight. I'm not going to play. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I understand injuries, but what if he just decides to take the night off?
Yeah, you know who to blame. You know who to blame.
But
then
he ain't even the big gun anymore. You've got that Edgecombe, and you've got Tyrese Maxey. You've got that killer backcourt with the Sixers, right. And that's why they're 4-0 right now.
You know who to blame? It was the coach of San Antonio.
Yeah, that's exactly. You took the words out of my mouth. He killed this sport. Greg Popovich killed this sport.
Yeah, but he's still one of the great coaches in history. He made a mistake on load management. And let me say something to Matthew and everybody else. I'm not talking about a guy who is brittle. Who does have some injuries. I'm talking about just for rest. And as Artie said, you know, a family of four and the one kid wants to see Steph Curry and Curry's not injured. They just decide to sit him. I just think that's unfair. What if you buy season tickets? I mean, the fan never gets a break.
Fred,
I guess that's
Fred,
the bottom line.
Do they get paid on 82 regular season games?
Well, yeah. I'm sorry.
They get paid on 82 regular season games, right?
Yeah.
Maybe the contract should say, you're going to play 75 games this year to get your 7 load management games.
But the thing is, Fred, like in the old days, Bill Russell in his final season, I read somewhere that the final few weeks of the season, he was resting himself because he was going to play killer minutes in the playoffs there. So he did some sitting there. Technically,
that's earning your time off. That's written in the newspaper. They know that they've got a 10-game lead over the Sixers. They're going to rest some guys.
You know a sport is dead when nobody outside of Orlando can name two Orlando Magics.
Yeah.
Laura, I know you're a big Laker fan.
Wow, that's a great call.
Laura, I know you're a big Laker fan. And LeBron will be coming back sometime in mid-November. Any thoughts?
Lakers are hanging in there. I mean, you know, the season's really young. But
how good has Austin Reeves been playing the last four or five games?
Great. Yeah.
Bottom line, if your two best players are out, I mean, what it tells me that they're brittle, they're injury prone, as well as
call it like it is.
Scoring.
Yeah, call it like it is.
I mean, LeBron's career, he hasn't really been injury prone, but he's 41.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we all know it's so different when you're. I'd love to see 40.
You know,
again,
Laura,
but,
this show,
you know,
should be called.
You just don't come back the same way you do.
And Luke is out of shape. We all know that.
Laura, this show should be called The Queen in Their Court.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to come back with more, play some Barron Sports trivia. Yeah. And later, Dan Schlossberg will discuss baseball, and more baseball, all straight away on Sports Overnight.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Later, Dan Schlossberg, the new baseball Bible, and all things baseball, baseball, and more baseball, Amazon.com. He's written a ton of books. But right now, let's play some Barron Sports Trivia with Laura, with Art, with Matthew, and with Mark, of course. Okay. Let's start with Matthew because he's a sports historian. Only Major League player who hit a grand slam in both games of a doubleheader. Only Major League player who smashed a grand slam in both games of a doubleheader. That might be Matthew Diabas.
Oh, man, I'm trying to think of this guy.
Oh, criminy. Oh, boy.
That's a tough one, buddy.
Oh, both games. Can you give me a decade?
90s, I think. Yeah, 90s.
Oh, I think I might have this.
I this is a desperation thing. I'll say McGuire. I'm probably wrong as it can be.
Pale Hose.
Who?
Pale Hose.
Frank Thomas.
Frank Thomas, you say. Why Frank Thomas? What a lot of power. No question.
He was the guy of that era.
Yeah.
Now, Mark, you're the World Tour Sports Handicapper. You think you know the answer to this, what it might be.
Well, before you said the Pale Hose, I was going Terry Pendleton. But I'm gonna go. If you're saying,
I was thinking Mark Whitten too. You know, I remember Mark Whitten hit all those home runs.
I'm trying to think of
very good, not a Hall of Famer, but a very good player. Manager, managed later.
Oh gosh!
All right, let's go to Laura. And Laura, I'm gonna give you a hint. L.A. County is near what county? Where I live.
L.A. County is near where you live, Ventura County.
Robin what's Ventura. What's the question? What's the answer to the question?
Robin Ventura.
Robin Ventura.
Robin Ventura.
Tell him no. Tell him Nolan Ryan's on line four.
Yeah.
Hey, before we go any further, Art at 128 years of age, it's got to be hard for him to stay up all night and answer these questions and talk sports, and more sports. Art, what legal medicinal products might you be taking this evening?
It's not. They're not back brain. It's forebrain. Really good stuff. And then there's this BCP 157 Professional. Remember, that's the key. You got to get the pro stuff. But yeah, that helps me get right on top of things. Helps me get Robin Ventura'd.
Next time I go to the doctors, I'm going to say I don't need to hit the pharmacy. I'm going to Artie Source's house.
There you go.
Oh, I got one for you.
Barry Bonds on line one. Hold on. Yeah. What do you need, Barry?
I got one for you. Name the only pitcher to hit two grand slams in a single game.
Tony Kroenke.
Rick Rodin.
Tony Kloninger.
You got it.
For the Cincinnati Redlegs.
No, Atlanta. It was Atlanta.
Oh, that's because you were 66. You're right.
Who was it? Atlanta.
Who was it?
Tony Kloninger.
Tony Kloninger. That's a great trivia question.
Yeah, the only pitcher.
All right, talking about grand slams and pitchers, only pitcher with a grand slam in the World Series might be.
Oh, I got this.
Okay, go ahead, Mark.
Madison Bumgarner.
Madison got Bumgarner in the World Series? Which year?
I think it was the one against Texas.
11 or 13, probably. Huh?
I thought it was Dave McNally of the Orioles.
No. That's what I was going to say, Dave McNally of the Orioles.
Now, wait a minute. Folks, here's the situation. Mark says Madison Bumgarner, and Art and Matthew say otherwise. Who would you side with?
Laura.
Let me think here. I would think that Mark's wrong, and they're right. Folks,
what do you think, Laura?
Break the tie.
Well, I'm based on your comments. I'm thinking maybe Mark is right.
I like Laura.
No, Mark is wrong. They're right, shit. And it is Dave McNally, 1970.
Fred is a cagey game show host, is he not? You guys,
yeah.
That was a good call. Was it 60, 66 or 71?
No, 70 against the Reds.
There you go.
Against the Reds.
All right, Laura, you're
you know,
turn on
Matthew
now.
We should all get handicaps against Matthew. I mean, this is just not fair.
I'll go straight.
A lot better in my younger days. I mean, the IBM isn't what it used to be, but the old stuff, I'm good with the old stuff. Like, you know, like who
what
hit
happened
the first...
yesterday? I have no idea.
Yeah. Like, I know who hit the first Grand Slam in World Series history. What year? You know, who did it? Yeah, anybody know?
I'll say Lou Gehrig or Babe Ruth.
Nope.
If you ask Mark a question, would it be a question mark?
Yeah.
Elmer Smith.
Yeah, and that famous was a game where Bill Wamsgans did the unassisted triple play. Also, a history was made in that game. First pitcher to hit a home run in World Series competitions, Jim Bagby Sr. I forget which it was, a game four or game five of the 20 series against the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Art, you were there, weren't you?
Well, you know, I was only about 7 years old, though, Fred, so it was hard to recall everything from that.
Yeah, all right. That's the first World Series Grand Slam.
We'll go to Laura on her favorite.
No, we won't.
Trivia.
You ready, Laura?
No.
Yeah. Most strikeouts by a pitcher in one season. Most strikeouts by a pitcher in one season.
One man.
I thought it was Nolan Ryan.
Yeah.
Nolan Ryan. Yeah. Well, he was, but he's not now. No, he wasn't.
Was he broken?
Sandy Koufax's record.
Did he beat
Koufax? Ryan broke Sandy's record, but someone broke Ryan's record of 383?
It's Ryan. I wrote down the Koufax.
I was at the game when Sandy Koufax.
Fred throwing his curveballs and sinkers and splitters.
Wait a minute. Laura, you were at what game now?
I was at the game when Koufax broke the former record.
Exactly.
I was at the game watching Koufax pitch.
Was that Cy Young?
Walter
Johnson.
Rube Waddell for left-handers.
Okay,
is it Feller or Rube Waddell?
You know, I interviewed.
How old is Matthew?
I interviewed Bob Feller a couple of times before his passing, and I wonder how many strikeouts he would have if it wasn't for the 4 years. Serving in the Army, Matthew. Right. Any comments?
Hey, the coolest video of all time was him. His fastball racing the police guy on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
I mean, I gotta tell you,
66 wins. I mean, he loses 4 years. I mean, geez, he would have cracked the 300 mark.
They had some guys, man, in the 70s that can just throw faster than him, probably. J.R. Richard.
So you're saying the gun wasn't as calibrated as the modern gun?
How many strikeouts would Sandy Koufax have had if he hadn't had to cut his career short?
Sure.
That's the pity, not seeing Sandy pitch against Seaver in 67 or the year of the pitcher in 68. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
And the other thing is,
it would have been incredible.
Can you believe it's 59 years since Sandy retired? It's hard for me to believe.
I love watching him at the games. I mean, he's so engaged. And we went through
he was there the whole 18 innings, by the way, the other night.
He was.
Yeah.
All right, Fred. I'm ready. I'm ready for
right,
one,
go,
Fred.
Here we go.
Okay,
Laura, did you watch all 18 innings on Monday night?
I did. I watched all 18 innings.
I fell asleep.
Art, did you watch all 8?
I fell asleep.
I had to go to bed. I mean, if I was on the West Coast with Laura, I would have been doing it.
I had one eye open and one eye closed. I was like,
did you? Did you watch?
I made it to 14.
Yeah.
Mark, did you make?
I stayed up all the way. My wife fell asleep. But you know who I'm cheering for. I have to stay up.
All right. We're going to come back with Dan Schlossberg. Talk more baseball. We'd love your comments. You can email us sportsfred@AO.com. sportsfred@AO.com. Back.
Leaf pile is 100 feet tall. Your dad can't handle this.
Not without the right equipment.
Yard work piling up? Gear up for fall with John Deere. Get $750 off select mowers, $2,000 off select Gator UVs, and $3,000 off select compact tractors.
Did I hear your dad got a John Deere?
Yep, bad day to be a leaf pile.
Gear up for fall at an authorized John Deere dealer now through September 30th. Learn more at johndeere.com/gearupforfall.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America, and we've had Dan Schlossberg on many times on Sports Overnight America. Great book, a lot of great books, all on baseball. He doesn't touch any other sport. The new Baseball Bible, of course, out earlier this year, and he'll be writing one, I'm sure, as we get rid of him tonight. He'll be writing another one tomorrow morning. But anyway, Dan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Fred. Great to be on again.
All right, Monday night, 18 innings, World Series. What game in your mind in history of baseball reminds you of that game on Monday night, if any?
There are a couple games. One is the Juan Marichal, Warren Spahn game, that 16-inning game that Willie Mays ended 1-0 with a home run. That was a 16-inning game in 1963. And once again, no Manfred Mann extra-inning runner, which is a travesty. Manfred Mann should be out of business. No more commissioner.
We all agree with you 4-0 on that one.
Dan, let me ask you a question. Now, Nancy Armour in USA Today a week ago or 2 weeks ago indicated that there has to be a salary cap in baseball. I would agree. There has to be a harder salary cap. But from the other end of it, there also has to be a lower cap where you have to reach a certain level. Right now, the Dodgers, Yankees, and Mets are paying $350, $400 million. There are teams out there paying $70 and $80 million, so four times as much for the teams on top. There has to be a way to raise the lower teams and knock down the higher teams. Agree or disagree, Dan Schlossberg?
I think there should be a payroll cap. Therefore, if you pay one guy $765 million, you pay the rest of the guys $2 combined. A payroll cap.
Okay, but what about from the other end, though? How do we get Tampa Bay and the
Pirates,
the A's?
How do we get them? How do we get them to go up?
You got to put a better branded team out there, and also if they're playing in minor league parks, they can't even draw. I mean, those ballparks draw what, 11,000, 14,000 maximum, where the
product on the field, you guys. If you put a good product on the field, people will come and watch.
Yep.
I mean, that's been proven.
That's not the only answer, Artie.
But I agree. But here's the other one.
Location.
But Dan,
if you look at Tampa Bay, that ballpark, even if they fix up the trop, that ballpark is so hard to get to in rush hour, nobody wants to go to the games.
That's like Yogi Berra said. I don't go there anymore because it's too crowded.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's true.
Matthew, you're on with Dan Schlossberg, the new Baseball Bible.
Dan, in terms of salary cap, I mean, the thing is, it's because of exploding salaries. That's where you get high, Laura. You know, that's where you kind of got the emphasis on analytics. I mean, that's what Billy Beane was doing with Oakland because he knew he couldn't outbid for free agents. So he was trying to compensate, you know, using analytics and all that. If you put in caps, would that take away the analytics angle, you know, for evaluating talent? What do you think about that, Dan?
Nobody knows
Dan, you
what
with
anybody
us?
Else is making. Do not reveal anybody's salary. Because last year, once Willie Adames was the first guy to sign, and everybody else's price went up. I mean, he wasn't worth $182 million, whatever he got. And the other guys weren't worth whatever they got because they was all bent out of shape by what he got. So even not even considering analytics, exposing salaries and making them public is the biggest hazard in baseball today.
What about deferred money?
Deferred money is okay if the team wants to do it, but the Dodgers are going to be paying like Bobby Bonilla Day every day for years. And the Mets are still paying Bobby Bonilla every day.
Bonilla Day.
Laura Snoke, you're on with Dan Schlossberg, the new Baseball Bible. We're talking baseball, baseball, and more baseball.
Hi, Dan.
Laura, how are you?
I'm good. I love your background.
Thank you. You can jump in my ocean if I can play with your bobbleheads.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Okay, you got a deal. Just joined the conversation. Obviously, we're all, you know, immersed in the World Series. What do you think about the World Series?
I think the two best teams are actually in it for the second year in a row, which is good news for baseball. It's really good. But what's interesting is there are two streaks on the line here. One is the Dodgers have never won consecutive World Series, and two is the Blue Jays have never lost a World Series. So one of those streaks is going to end.
Yeah, they've only been in one, right?
Yeah.
Two.
No, two. Oh, this two? Is their third. Actually, this is their third.
But they've never lost.
Can I ask Dan a question, Fred?
Sure, go ahead.
And it's right up his alley. He'll understand. Have you ever seen a performance in the playoffs like both Ohtani and Guerrero have come up with? Is it just not phenomenal for baseball to see two guys? I mean, and I mean, the international ratings, the ratings in Japan, half of the people there are watching the World Series.
Yeah.
All right.
And, worldwide, they're up. Play for the Dodgers.
Yeah, he said. And, like and you know what? There's a lot. There's 80% Dodger fans, but Toronto is actually, because they love the Blue Jays and Birds in Japan, they've become very, very popular. Yeah. And so, I mean, I think it's been great for the game of baseball, but I was just wanting you to comment on the incredible abilities of those two players, especially Ohtani.
Well, Ohtani was great. I'm 9 for 9. How can you argue with that? I mean, that was incredible. But that was an 18-inning game, and he had to be the starting pitcher the next day. He wasn't quite as good as he was the day before his previous start. I think he was tired.
They say he does like to sleep a lot. I, you know, when I was that age, I did too.
Dan Schlossberg, I got to ask you a question.
Go ahead, Fred.
Numbers, numbers, and more numbers in baseball. They keep saying that Max Muncy's 15 home runs in the playoffs or World Series, the most in Dodger history. My Duke had 11, but my Duke only had the World Series. He didn't have one, two, or three series leading up to the World Series. So I want numbers to mean something. Do they?
I agree with you. I'm a traditionalist. World Series numbers should be apart from anything else.
Thank you.
Count the whole playoffs. Mickey Mantle had 18 home runs in the World Series. That's a record. Yogi Berra had 10 rings, 75 games played in the World Series. Those are records, and you can't just throw in all the playoffs. You can't just say, okay, well, George Springer has 23 postseason home runs. So what?
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine Mickey if he had to play an ALDS and an ALCS? I think I did a crude calculation basically because he hit a home
60
run.
Home runs?
No, I think it was like 38 because he was hitting a home run like every 9 at-bats in World Series competition. I think if that, you extended to postseason like Jerry, he would have had like 38 postseason home runs if you do the calculations. If, you know, that's just a crude approximation. I bet you a sabermetrician could do a more precise thing, but that would be my guess.
A sabermetrician.
Well, it's one of those issues with trying to compare different eras, too, that we've talked about because they're just not comparable. I mean, you have to kind of evaluate players and teams according to the era that they're in.
But I will say I'll take Babe Ruth on my team. I'll take Cobb on my team. I'll take Rogers Hornsby on my team, and we'll go from there.
Not a bad start. These guys play live.
Dan, let me throw you a question. I remember an old interview that Bob Costas did with Mickey Mantle. I think Mantle died, I think, in 95, so the interview probably was in 1990 or something like that. I think Bob Costas, in my mind, was the best or is the best baseball analyst, the writer, talk show host, whatever involving baseball.
How about baseball ambassador?
I've ever heard. You agree or disagree?
I agree. And that's because he went to my school, Syracuse, after me.
the home of a lot of great broadcasters.
A lot of great people. Glenn Berman is another one. There are many people that came out of that Syracuse.
And who are we going to give credit for that to?
Yeah.
Well, think about the Berlin Olympics, the runner.
Oh yeah.
Jesse Owens.
Oh, Marty Glickman.
Marty Glickman.
That's right.
Class of 36.
He turned more careers around from Frank Gifford on down the line for sportscasters. He was, I think, the greatest guru of sportscasters in history. And now we have Mike Tirico, another Syracuse grad. Yeah,
By the way, do you guys remember Timeout for Sports with Marty Glickman. Whenever a game ended 15 minutes before the top of the hour, they'd have to fill and they'd run Marty Glickman, Timeout for Sports. Now, Dan Schlossberg, you're old enough to remember that, right?
I do remember it. I remember when he did the Mets pregame show, the original Mets, 1962.
Followed by Kiner's Corner.
I love Kiner's Corner. Especially when he had Choo Choo Coleman as a guest and he couldn't think of any questions. So he finally said, Choo Choo, what's your wife's name and what's she like? And Choo Choo went, her name is Mrs. Coleman and she likes me.
So now it's time for a ride, Gold.
on Monday night, the NFL game outdrew on TV the World Series, I think, 17 million to 11 million. What can baseball do to chime things up, to move things up, besides getting rid of the ghost runner during the regular season, letting the defense play any positions they want at any time they want. What else can they do besides getting rid of the commissioner? Take it away, Dan Schlossberg.
Start the games earlier.
Yeah, that's right.
Your audience lives on the East Coast.
Mix in a day game,
you start
too.
That game, you start that game at 8:07 and it goes 18 innings. It's ridiculous, a seven-hour game. But even a normal nine-hour game will end after the deadline for the morning papers the next day. It's got to start no later than 7 o'clock. That Fox show is an abomination anyway. Get rid of it.
Yeah, but what about the people on the West Coast who get off work at 4 o'clock? They wouldn't be able to see the beginning of a game if you started at 4 o'clock Pacific time.
You can leave work earlier, but you can't turn on your TV earlier.
What is that, Dan?
You can leave work earlier, but you cannot turn on your TV any earlier.
No,
a chance for kids to watch.
Exactly. And you can also stream it at work, too, because streaming has the games on computer. So,
yeah.
And when the World Series was played, I watched under my desk. Or listened under my desk, I should say, with a transistor.
That's what I used to have. That's what I had. I had one of those pop-up TVs, and I had my desk popped up, and I'd be back there going, "Oh yeah, he got him."
That wouldn't have worked in my office.
Would you, Laura? Do you think they should start at 4 o'clock, or do you think it's fair to the West Coast to start at 5?
The West Coast is one part, and my friends in Japan are watching the World Series in the morning with their coffee. So, there's no way to make it fair when you've got, that much of a time difference. But 5 o'clock is even pretty early. I mean, when I was practicing, I rarely got home at five.
How about a day game like on Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah, I miss that.
I think the problem is the NFL. Yeah. That conflicts with the NFL. I think that's the problem why they're not.
I would start that game on the East Coast. Like, if I wanted to play this Saturday, I'd start it at noon, and that way it's an early start in the West. But you're done before the NFL starts on Sunday.
You know, I looked in the paper
Saturday
last weekend.
Don't forget
I looked
Saturday,
at the TV listings
Saturday.
In the New York Post. Game two of the World Series on Saturday night, starting at 8:07. There were 7 college football games paired against it.
Yeah. And again, we can't play World Series just on the weekend. So Monday through Friday, if you played a day game, a whole slew of people couldn't watch it. So they'd be
but I did notice in the schedule, you guys, that they could have not played on Monday night and waited till Tuesday, and they would have had the whole marketplace.
Yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday deal.
Yeah, but then later
don't forget.
And make it a getaway game Thursday on the afternoon, maybe, possibly.
Well, I mean, don't forget, we didn't used to have all these playoff games.
That's right. We're in November.
Baseball was over in November. I mean, we didn't play baseball in November.
Can you imagine if they didn't have a dome in Toronto, how cold it would be?
Oh, yeah.
It was in the 40s.
Hey, Dan.
I could play baseball in the 40s.
Dan Schlossberg, before we go, I'm sure as we are talking on Sports Overnight America, you're contemplating another book. What might that be?
My next book is called Here's the Pitch 2026, and it comes out on November 15th.
I love it. I got the 2025. Folks, anything and everything in baseball. Dan Schlossberg, thank you for appearing again on Sports Overnight America.
Invite us to the backyard there. We love it.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah. Be well.
You too.
More Sports Overnight America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com. I'd like to thank Dan Schlossberg, New Baseball Bible. You can pick it up Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. But I want to talk about the UCLA Bruin football team. They win three in a row when the new coach takes over and Skipper. Then they lose 56-6. And as we speak, there's Indiana scoring another touchdown. Art, you played for USC and you were a Bruin fan growing up. Explain how a team, and Indiana's good, but they're not 56-6 good, are they?
Well, I think college football, and I've said this over the last few years, I call it professional college football. These kids do not have this concept of playing at the same level. They'll come out 1 week or 2 weeks and play at a certain level, and then they come out and they look around. They're in a very hostile environment like Indiana probably was. And once the momentum of a game starts rumbling against you on the road, and you know this, Matthew, it's hard to gather yourself, stop, take your time, run the ball down the field. Okay, we're down 17-7 now instead of 17-0. They all want to, you know, come back. Ema Levis throwing the ball all over the yard. But I'm going to go back to the real problem. The real problem sits in the athletic director's chair, and his name is Martin Jarman.
He's made more mistakes than you can possibly believe. When Dan
he
Guerrero
makes me want to have Guerrero back.
Yeah. The thing about Indiana is I think of them as a stealth team. I mean, quietly, year by year, season by season.
Look it up on Google, right?
Yeah, he just keeps building it up brick by brick. The real test is when they take on Ohio State, and not this weekend, but I think pretty soon after that, that's going to be the ultimate test. If they can beat Ohio State, then they really kind of age.
Laura, were you up at 9 o'clock in the morning last Saturday to watch UCLA lose 56-6?
I was up, but I wasn't watching it. But, you know, I think part of the problem, too, is all the travel for the West Coast teams. I mean, it's really hard. I mean, they're jet lagged, and it's really hard to play that early.
It's hard to take Indiana football
playing 9
experience.
In the morning, you know, after.
You're right. That's like, do these college teams practice in the afternoon or the morning?
Yeah.
I've seen some practice in the mornings. But I think that week I would practice in the mornings.
That's about it for this version
hard
of Sports Overnight America. For Mark, for Art, for Laura, for Matthew, and of course for Mario for putting the show together. Do not turn that dial digitally or whatever the case might be. Stay tuned for more of Sports Overnight America.